Good morning, everyone. I'm calling in this morning from Bear Lake. It's a beautiful spot, northern part of Utah. So this is my view this morning. We're taking a little family trip and here with some extended family. So we are just going to send lots of love to our internet connection and pray that it gets us through this call. But I want to, while I start the Facebook Live, let's go ahead and start sharing what oils you're using today. Go ahead and post them in the chat box. I just slathered myself with spearmint, which is one of those oils that you can add to just about any other oil, and it makes that oil better. So it's really, really an awesome oil. I think there's a lot of it in the new Island Mint blend for Father's Day, which is totally hooking me up. So go ahead and post in the comments, what oils are you using today? All right, Amanda is using Worthy. Oh, and Forgiveness. Okay, and we've got Karen using Deep Blue. I love it. There it is. Success Code. Oh boy. Here we go. Okay, looks like we are live. Ashley is using wild orange in her water. LLV, Terrazyme, PB Assist, Copaiba, and whatever floral speaks to me. I love it. You're hardcore, Ashley. Amanda. Oh, I'm Worthy is a Desiree Megadog blend. I love it. Fantastic. Yeah. Throw the supplements in there too. That's a lot of goodness in there. Tiffany will not be joining us today. She is speaking at a TEDx talk. So that's super exciting for her. We're sending her lots of love and positive energy so she can go crush that, which we know she will. I was thinking the other day about what really moves the needle in our business and in our lives. And one of the things that I think makes more difference than anything else is the amount of love that we're able to send out to the world. I was coaching with somebody yesterday who's on the brink of divorce, already separated, and we were just exploring what it would take to save that marriage. And there's just become an unwillingness to keep sending out love. At the end of the day, that was the only block. And then I was thinking about the way I've watched Natalie build a doTERRA team. And I think that her signature in doTERRA is her ability to love and just send out so much in every direction, whether it's to prospects, to customers, builders, but also cross line and down line, up line. Like, she's just this incredible beacon of love. And I started noticing that when I encounter people with special needs, we were just meeting with somebody who has a Down syndrome member of their family. And the thing that I hear most often about you know, some of these special needs souls is their incredible ability to love. If people have learned one thing from these people, it's how to love. And it's just unconditional. It just, there's no rules, there's no games, and there's really no need for forgiveness almost, because the love just flows so abundantly. And I was thinking, I wonder if there's an inverse relation between love and intelligence. Because I've also noticed that the very most intelligent people I've ever met struggle with the ability to give and receive love. And they get themselves stuck in these mental crevices where they just can't seem to get out. And they seem to live in a lot of darkness. And so it just occurred to me for the first time this week that maybe, you know, I hear so often in doTERRA, well, I don't know enough. I don't know the oils. I don't know the business. I don't know the comp plan, whatever. I don't know enough. And my new theory that I'm trying on this week is love is enough. That being the crazy smartest person in the world, like off the chart intelligence, might actually be a barrier to your ability to connect and care and love up another person. So just a little thought that has come to me this week. So I guess if there was a chart, you'd have love, and as it goes up and intelligence goes down, they seem to have an inverse correlation. And I'm open to being proven wrong here. There might be some geniuses out there who are also the most loving on the planet. I haven't met you yet, but I'm open. So I'm not here to judge anyone today. Just trying to underscore the essential nature of giving and receiving love, especially in this doTERRA business. So those are my thoughts for today. Why don't we go ahead and open it up to questions? If you've got a question, we're here to serve. I'm here to serve, and you can raise your hand if you're on Zoom, and we'd love to bring you on live. if you just want to post your question in the chat box on Zoom or the comments box on Facebook, then we will take your questions that way too. So, who wants to start us off today? This might be a really short call today. Who can we serve today? I could just share some Jell-O recipes. Oh, Diane. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I turned my picture off, but can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I feel bad for you. So I have a good question, though.
I'm not suffering. I'm a Bear Lake.
Okay. So I have an issue with getting people to want to do a follow-up consult after I enrolled them. Some people won't even answer text. So I would like some information on how to, you know, I don't know if it's something that I'm doing, but, you know, people are just so busy and they have, you know, you think they would want to learn more about their own oils, but they don't seem to.
I love it. So you're talking about like the lifestyle overview, the wellness consult.
Right.
You're struggling to get people to opt to choose in and actually show up for those.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I love that you're bringing this to our awareness. This is a crucial piece to our success in doTERRA. And if you look at the incentive programs that doTERRA is offering, you know, the incentive trip, the Prime Wellness Club, they're heavily weighted towards getting people on LRP and sustaining that and not just big enrollments. So clearly they've seen the numbers and I mean, we've seen it from the field, but it's a good confirmation that it matters, right? So here's what I know. Enrolling them into doTERRA is the first enrollment, but maybe the most important enrollment is enrolling them into a lifestyle. So as you're teaching your class, it's good to use verbiage like that, you know, that I'm not here just to get you some oils on your shelf in case you have an emergency. My intention is to help you shift your lifestyle, because we all know the power of habits. We know the power of that 1% change, just improving yourself, your habits by 1% every day. That's what really moves the needle. And so it all starts with the way you teach and empower during your class, during your one-on-one, however you're delivering the message to them. Then when you're at the close of your class, we talk about there are so many ways to change lives with doTERRA. And the foundational way, the gateway to all the others, is living a wellness lifestyle. So whatever we've covered today is just giving you a sample of what's possible. But to really drive that home, I want to sit down with you and I'm going to give you a free copy of a live guide, which is basically, it's a catalog of how you can enjoy all the many facets of wellness in doTERRA. It's the smorgasbord of everything from supplements to, you know, how you can eat well, how you can sleep well, how you can, you know, avoid toxic load. You can follow the whole wellness pyramid, and we're going to rock your world. And just being able to deliver that message with confidence that they, that you have amazing solutions, not just for emergencies, but also for a lifestyle. And that it actually takes a minute to make a game plan. It's not just something that people go, oh yeah, Dr. Hill recommends these 5 oils every single day, and here's how to use them. Like most of this stuff, people don't know who Dr. Hill is. They don't know what the wellness pyramid is. I mean, they see it and it makes sense, but it takes some personal application to move it from an idea to a lifestyle. So one of the things I've been talking about a lot lately is, you know, during this free lifestyle overview, I'm going to show you how to hack your habits. And hacks are, it's another word for shortcut, right? So we all know that we can do better, right? We can do better with our diet, with our exercise, etc. But we don't. Like, the knowledge isn't enough to actually move the needle. So it's that's how I build the value of this wellness, the lifestyle overview, is we're going to take a look at your habits and how we can just make tiny little tweaks to completely just up-level everything, up-level your sleep, your health, your energy. You know, how many people don't want better energy? So you have to always be inviting and always be promoting. So at the class, you've got to be promoting to the next event. The next event is the lifestyle overview. And so building that value and showing the value of the live guide, the value of the reference guide, whatever reference guide you use, promoting the value of that as, oh my gosh, this, you know, you've got to have this thing and you've got to know how to use it because it's powerful and it's going to change everything for you. So always be promoting lifestyle overviews. If for whatever reason you've, and then the other thing too, when you're promoting, you know, during the class or the one-on-one, when you're talking about this lifestyle overview, have your calendar ready and have two or three openings that you can say, which one of these works best for you? So you're committing them on the spot to making this happen. Cause that's the time when they're getting the value is right then when you're pitching it. And that's when you get it on the calendar. So that's, and then when you're following up, when you're sending the reminders about the lifestyle overview that you have scheduled, be sure to tie that to some of their health issues. You would have gotten familiar with some of them during the class or one-on-one. So go ahead and tie that to the lifestyle overview. So they're remembering, oh yeah, that's important. Oh yeah, that's something I can't drop. This is going to change everything. So those are a couple of thoughts. Diane, how does that feel in terms of how to get a higher success rate with your lifestyle overviews?
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Do you have all of that written down in a script? Or do I need to go back and listen to this and then write it all out? That would take a long time, but you made it sound so inviting and so logical, and it just flowed off. But I need to be able to sound like you do.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah, I mean, this recording will be in the Share Success Facebook page. It'll be on sharesuccess.com/call as an MP3 if you just want the audio. So if you like the way I said it, you can use that. Most of that verbiage is in the Empowered Success System. But yeah, if you like the way I did it, then go back and listen to the recordings.
Right. So you're saying if I go through and study the guides, then that verbiage may just become second nature to me also.
I'm trying to think. It probably doesn't have that exact verbiage, but a lot of those core concepts are there. So I'm getting blown away as I meet people around the world. You know, the Empowered Success System has been out in so many languages for over a year. And a lot of people haven't really embraced or totally understood the value of each of those steps in the process. So, man, spend some time with those guides. We're talking about a decade of combined experience of top leaders that have gone into those guides. So take some time and they will, they'll serve you well.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Awesome. Great question. Thanks for joining us, Diane. Okay. We've got, several questions in the chat box. So Marcella says, what advice do you have for introverts who may find it harder to share the love? So this is one of the things that I love about StrengthsFinder is no matter where you're at on the introvert extrovert scale, it kind of gives you a roadmap of how to show up and play big in your world. So, let's say your number one strength is empathy. People that I know who have empathy or relator or connectedness, those are high relationship skills. And those, in my experience, tend to be more introverted people. So does that mean that they can't share their love? They can't love up their customers, their prospects, their builders? Absolutely not. What it means is your strengths are going to give you the tools, the delivery, the plan. So let's say it's a relator. A relator is going to be someone who can really connect and really well, relate. I mean, there's no better word than relate. they can understand and have compassion for where someone else is. It doesn't matter what their background is or anything. So those conversations are going to be the way they show love. Let's say, and maybe as an introvert, the thing that turns you off is being in large groups of people. So as an introvert, maybe the one-on-one is going to be your gateway to sharing the love. Maybe you have, what are some other introvert common strengths? I mean, the same thing applies to all those: connectedness, empathy. So definitely take the time to get to know your strengths, because otherwise you're going to be comparing yourself to others and banging your head against the wall. Natalie and I are actually both introverts. We come back from convention and we crash really, really hard. So it's okay. In fact, a lot of the people that I've been talking to lately, the top leaders in doTERRA, are introverts as well. So you're not alone, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think the key there is just loving up your strengths first, loving yourself for who you are. And as you do that, you'll be blown away at how natural it is for you to love on the rest of the world. Awesome question, Marcella. Okay, we've got a question from Jocelyn on Facebook Live. If someone cancels their account and they're silver, do their enrollments become their immediate upline's enrollments? Yes. So once an account goes away, then both the sponsor and the enroller roll up. So let's say I enrolled Susan and Susan enrolled Jennifer. If Susan drops out, then I become, and Susan was the enroller on Jennifer, then I become the sponsor and the enroller on Jennifer. So great, great question. Looks like we've got a couple people raising their hands. So Karen, let's bring you on as a panelist. Oh, okay. Karen, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, so I have the opportunity to get my foot in the door at a community center that is just literally out my back door. They just built the 55 plus community, and they have a community center there for activities. Currently, I don't think there's any, maybe there's maybe one, I don't know, people that have gotten in there to do activities. So I contacted the lady that coordinates all of this. I've heard back from her, but she was busy last week. Do you have any advice at how to go about getting my foot in the door the right way? Some tips so that I can guarantee that I can actually get this?
So the person that you're working with, do you know if they're the decision maker or not?
They are the activities coordinator.
Okay. And how have you contacted them?
I first called, and then she said, just email me some information. So she knows who I am and what I do. So I did that. And then she emailed me back and just said that this current week, she was, busy with another activity, so she'll get in contact with me as soon as she's finished. And then this is a new week right here, so I'm waiting. I don't want to wait too long.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome opportunity, and it sounds like you're doing the things. So I mean, there's nothing that stands out to me as anything you need to be doing different. Oops. So I would just say, be respectful of her and her schedule. It sounds like she needed some space that week. I would probably just give her until Thursday and Friday. And if you haven't heard back, maybe try a phone call and just say, hey, I want to make sure that, you know that I'm here for you. I'm more than happy to serve this community. I'm really, really excited to serve in these ways. If they're anything like me, it's just, sometimes it takes a couple of reminders, a couple of follow-ups, to make it happen, because life is busy and, summer gets a little crazy. So it sounds like you're doing the right things.
Okay. So, and then it's just say I get my foot in the door. Is there something that I should go about doing it, one way then another way? I'm hearing that some places don't like any selling going on. So basically, just have the educational classes and then somehow direct them outside of that to come to me if they want to become a wholesale member.
So you're saying that they don't allow sales, and so you're wondering how you can...
I'm not sure about this one. I do know about another one because I checked out a couple different ones. But if they don't, then I should probably just do it in a roundabout way.
Yeah. So obviously getting clear first on what the exact rules are, but then, the way I would teach the class the exact same way. I would start it out with, tonight we're going to talk about, three things. What are essential oils, how to use them, and how to get them in your home. So when you get to the part, and then as you start each of those sections, remind them what you're talking about. And then when you get to the end where you say, now to show you how to get them into your home, that's what I do full time is I empower people with these tools. So come talk to me afterwards and we'll probably set up a one-on-one. We'll talk about what your family needs and we'll help you get that done. That way there's no enrollment forms flying around and nobody feels pressured. It's just, you put the ball in their court and it's really low pressure.
I like that. That's very helpful.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you've got some exciting opportunities and you're well prepared for it.
Yep. Excited awesome. For a great summer.
That'd be great. Any other questions for us, Karen?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay, great. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
Okay, we've got Jocelyn asking, I think Jocelyn was the question earlier about Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi, how are you? Good. Okay, so you kind of answered my question on Facebook about the when somebody cancels their account and it rolls up and they become then right. the enrollers enrollments. Yep. Do you know when that time, like how long does that transfer take for that enrollership as soon as the person cancels their account?
No. So when you say cancel, you don't mean just go inactive. You mean like
terminate. No, I mean like cancel, like terminate. Yeah.
So I believe you're right. I believe it's a year for silvers and 6 months for anything less than a silver.
So to roll up, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that once, oh heck, we had a situation like this. if I remember right, what we should have done was, that's right. Okay. What we should have done was had, before they terminate their account, have them submit a request to exceptions to have the enroller changed
okay.
to you before they terminate. And I, it sounds like that might be a moot point now, but ideally for anyone listening in the future and for you too, once somebody has submitted their termination, then technically they don't have an account anymore. So if you want to get the enrollments moved over sooner, have them do that before they terminate. So,
yeah.
Because that's when they actually have the rights to change the enroller and to do anything with regarding their account. So if there's been an enroller change before, then it is an exception request. If they haven't changed the enroller before, it's just an email to, is it placements@doterra.com to change the enroller? Yeah. So.
Okay, sure. That makes sense. I guess like a little bit of the backstory, just super quick, is that it's actually a placeholder account. And for me to qualify for rank, I have one of my builders on that placeholder's front line. And I, in order to qualify for rank, I have to gift enrollership of that person to that placeholder. But I don't want to gift enrollership to her because this is the final enrollership change. I've already swapped it one time.
Okay.
So I like the plan was maybe like eventually when that builder is silver, then cancel the placeholder's account. And then that way she would be back to my enrollment.
Yeah. So that's where you just have to weigh which one is more beneficial. Is it better to get the enroller back or, you know, are you willing to wait out the 12 months?
Yeah. Okay. I will email my account manager because I'm just wondering the time of like once that account is quit or terminated, then yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
My understanding is the account disappears in like as soon as they process the termination, but it's the full wait for it to actually fully go away. Just for legal reasons, I think doTERRA keeps it in the system in case they like change their mind or whatever.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Great question. Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay. We've got a question from, Elizabeth. Give us a refresher on how to have great success during the summer. So, summer is sometimes a season when people are more distracted with trips and kiddos and all the things. And so hosting a traditional class is a little trickier. Attendance might be lower. And I'm not speaking that into reality. If summer is your peak season, then I'm not going to tell you that you're doing anything wrong. Let that be. Summer is one of the best times to reconnect with people. Meet up with an old friend in the park and both of you bring your kids. And while the kids are playing, you share your new passion for the essential oils. Maybe you've got a family reunion planned. So what a better time to give, you know, an aromatouch hand massage to your cousin Sally or to your aunt or whoever you're connecting with. Like let the summer be this incredible space that's created for great connecting. Summer brings with it its own set of opportunities to share too, right? Like we forgot to bring our Terra Shield somehow on this trip. And so there are great opportunities to share Terra Shield when with sunburns all around. You've got your lavender. So just don't see summer as a block, see it as an opportunity. It's also like if you're taking just a family trip with your own family, what better chance to meet people and and make new contacts wherever you go, whether it's at a national park, whether it's at Disneyland, it doesn't matter where you're going, maybe just to a lake nearby. Wherever you're going, other people are probably going too. So people, this is actually a people business, and so wherever people are, that's an opportunity. So there's our summer challenge, is turn the summer into an opportunity. Okay, I've got a question from Molly on Facebook Live. What kind of things can you do to show your leaders you believe in them? Such a great question. I think a lot of it is not about the mechanics. You know, it's not necessarily like step one, step two, step three. It's mostly like, how would you talk to them? How would you treat them if you truly believed in them? So it's more of a mindset thing than a mechanics. so I'm trying to think of some examples that would be useful. I mean, sponsoring people in Diamond Club is a great way to show that you believe in them. Natalie and I tend to be really, really generous with the leaders that we launch, and we give them tons of stuff, and we might even err on the side of overdoing it. But you know, give them a launch guide, give them a bunch of sample vials, giving them the tools they're going to need to start sharing. You know, class handouts, Healthy Can Be Simple guides. Like when we meet someone, Natalie just starts pouring her belief into them. And it's not, again, like I said, it's not about all this stuff. It's when she looks them in the eyes, it's hard to doubt yourself when someone believes in you to that level. So just being, it's like, imagine you're one of your children. They say they want to become an astronaut. There's two ways to respond to that. You can say, son or daughter, you are going to be the best astronaut on the planet, and it's going to be the best experience of your life, and you're going to crush that. Or you can say, yeah, you're probably not cut out for that. I mean, it's probably a 1 in 10 million chance, and it takes, you know, so probably not, right? And everyone can feel the difference. Like, belief is one of those energy things. Like, everything is energy, and belief is one of the most tangible energies. So being the biggest believer and the biggest coach and cheerleader, like, I choose you, and I want nothing more than for you to go out and be the leader that I see in you. I could drop a million quotes here, but I think you get the idea of just pouring belief. So great question, Molly. Heidi on Facebook Live asks, when will Zenneken Complex be back? And when will the Utah Health Clinic be open? So Zenneken Complex, I have not heard yet. I would email, as a product support at doterra.com to get that question answered. The Utah Health Clinic, I believe, opened June 1st for doTERRA employees. And my understanding is it opens July 1st for the public. So, I don't know if you saw Emily Wright's Instagram. She just took a tour of the clinic, fully functioning, and she's talking with the doctors. So, so cool. If you haven't seen that yet, go check it out. Hopefully it wasn't a story, because it might be gone by now. But really, really great progress being made there. So inspiring to drive by that building and just think of all the goodness that's going to come from that. Next question from Daniela. Hello, old friend. I'm wondering what the best way is to connect with my new enrollments with their sponsor so the new person doesn't feel abandoned straight away. I've been placing people under people, but still kept supporting my enrollments, as I feel that if they enrolled with me, they want me. So I'm having a hard time with the empowering the sponsors who are receiving the enrollments and building teams. Great, great question. So the ideal situation is if you can connect them in person. I know you've got a really global team, Daniela, with Italy, Australia, Chile. But if wherever possible, hopefully you're placing people where they're close to their sponsor. So I would say, whenever you can, have the person who's going to be the sponsor at the class, or have them at the one-on-one, the lifestyle overview. Getting that face-to-face connection, there's nothing better. When that can't happen, I would make it happen on Zoom or Skype or FaceTime. And so if, you know, the sponsor can't be there at the class, then I would get their schedule, have two or three times that they're available so that you can set that up with an enrollment and just be showing that, hey, this in this business, you don't have to do it all. You don't have to be everything to everyone. You actually do better when you partner and when you create synergy working with other people. So that's what you're modeling as you introduce them to those other people. So Amanda says, oh, that's a comment, not a question. So we've got Deborah from Facebook Live. Oh, yeah, that's the next one. Okay, Deborah from Facebook Live. It's been a bit of time since I've called prospects from an event last fall. I'm starting over basically, which is overwhelming. How would you approach contacting after this amount of time? So if it's been several months, then the first key is probably manage your expectations. For some people, that's like they might not remember the interaction. It all depends on what the interaction was and how impactful it was. The more profound, obviously, the better your chance at still having their ear. So how would you approach contacting? I would just reach out and say, hey, I dropped the ball. I had some stuff come up, but I'm back. And I'm more excited than ever to share these natural solutions with you and to empower you. And, you know, if you remember what their issues were, mention them by name. Just say, I'm really excited to help you with, you know, little Johnny's stomach issues or your energy levels, whatever those things were. So the more specific you can be, the higher your chance of getting them to take action and meet with you and follow up. But in terms of just like how to start over in general, it's the same deal for all of us, no matter where we are in the business. It starts with making a names list. It starts with thinking who needs these products, who needs the business and the fruits of this business. And then reaching out to those people and loving them up. Okay, Holly from Facebook Live. I've heard that you can lose your legs or have your legs fall apart and lose your rank. Can you explain how this happens and how can we build so this doesn't happen? So basically, when they say lose your legs, it can happen a number of ways. The thing that happens, I think, most often is maybe you've got a leader, you know, maybe Jennifer is super hyped. She's building for a rank. And then she has a baby, and so she's going to be focused on helping the baby for 3 months. So even though she had built up her team, she's focused on something else, you know, for 3 months. And so you know, people use this language of my leg fell apart. I think it's just another way of saying life happened. And so it might affect their rank, right? So the solution is to keep people from having babies. Just kidding. That's not the solution. I mean, we all have to accept the fact that what we're running is a volunteer organization. We can't fire anyone. We can't, I mean, you can make threats, but it doesn't work. So what I found is the name of the game is to always inspire. The more people that you inspire to take action, the more momentum that creates, the more volume, the more leaders become leaders. And that's ultimately your best insurance against life happening and people dropping out or people giving up or whatever happens in people's situations. The best insurance is just have more leaders, have more leaders in more places. If you're partnering, let's say you're working with Jen and she knows she's going to have a baby and she knows she's going to be taking 3 months off, then you can start, you know, 8 months before the baby comes, 4 months before the baby comes, you can start working with her leaders and you can start talking to Jen about, hey, I want to help you keep some residual income coming while you're at home with the baby. So let's set up a game plan for you. Let's set up a game plan for your leaders. And maybe part of that game plan is you start working with her leaders to keep that momentum going, because momentum is a precious thing. And it's like trying to start a fire. There's a couple of fire holes, fire rings in the backyard here. So this is the perfect analogy. So you could go out and like light a match and then like come back 5 minutes later with some newspaper on top and then come back 10 minutes later with a stick. But we all know how that would work. Like you'd have to be starting over every single time. If you really want to build a fire, you've got to create momentum. You've got to create the, all the right pieces and get that going to build a true fire that can keep burning even after you step away for 10, 20, 30 minutes. So that's some ideas for how to keep momentum when teams fall apart. Lots of great comments. Love all the coaching that we're giving each other. And thank you for posting those comments to all panelists and attendees. That way everybody can see it. So, Facebook Live, Tiffany says, what are the top books we should read to find our passions? Traveling is ours, but how to incorporate that into doTERRA and go for our dreams? So there's a great book. There are two great books that I would recommend for you, Tiffany. Number one is Start With Why. I think that Simon Sinek is an absolute thought leader for our time on helping us get clear not only on what our why is, but how to communicate that why in a way that inspires and moves and gets people to take action. So Start With Why. The next book I'd recommend is Mach 2 With Your Hair on Fire. I can't remember if it's Mach 3 or Mach 2, but it's one of those. And the whole idea is that when you're, first of all, how to tap into your passions. And then number two, how to use those passions to just lead a revolution and to create a massive movement. Question from Daniela. What could you do if a leader quits the business but is not willing to give up her position? How can I empower her team without stepping on her feet? You know, the better you can train someone to understand that this business it doesn't run itself. Like, it, people have questions, people have issues, stuff comes up, and so you, as the leader, you want to lead your team, and you're willing to do whatever it takes. The better you can send that message, it sounds like this leader hasn't fully understood that yet. So the better you can share that message with them, then hopefully they want the same thing. They want to empower people. They want to raise and support them in their growth. And hopefully they don't want to hijack that. So I would just send that message with as much love and compassion, especially when they're, sounds like they're blocking your team a little bit by not giving up their position. So I would say, just share that message wide and deep on your team. Okay, these are comments, not questions. Okay, another question for Tiffany. How do I uplevel myself to feel confident leading a team? I've been stuck at Platinum for years now. So, stuck at Platinum is kind of a funny phrase. I'll bet that most of the people on this call would die to be stuck at Platinum. Platinum is a sign that you have, you've been an incredible leader. You are already leading a team and been more successful than 99% of all network marketers ever. So first of all, let's celebrate where you are. And even though you want to be rising higher, part of the formula for rising higher is being in pure gratitude for where you are. And I know that there's an oxymoron, there's an irony and a paradox in that, because how do we move if we're happy where we are? How do we balance that being content with what we have now with reaching and striving for something higher? And that's an art form. I don't have an answer for you there, but I know that it starts with gratitude. So let's talk about leading in particular from Platinum to Diamond. So getting to Platinum requires belief in your leaders. going from Platinum to Diamond requires belief in your why. So everything we just talked about, start with why, Mach 2 with your hair on fire, those are fantastic resources for you to go to, Tiffany, to get more clear on your why. If you're on with us live, I would ask you, you know, what is your why? And when and where do you share your why? Where do you share your vision? I'm blown away sometimes at how many people are in the closet, so to speak, about their why. I mean, this is the thing that gets them out of bed early in the mornings and keeps them up late at nights. And yet there's either some shame around it, or they don't want to feel pushy or something. And so if we're going to change the world, we have to be bold about how we're going to do it and what our vision is for that better world in the future. So that's probably your next step. When it comes to being, having confidence, um, confidence is the same thing as courage. And the very best recipe for having more success is having an experience with success. And I know that sounds like a broken wheel, but the fact is every little success that you experience builds belief. And so if you haven't been making your bed in the morning for a long, long time, start there. Make your bed. If you haven't exercised in a long time, go for a 2-minute walk. Not a 30-minute, not a 90-minute. Go for a 2-minute walk and start there. This is maybe the best hack that I know of for any endeavor that you set out to accomplish. It's break that thing down into the smallest size bites that you can. And when you do, you can eat an elephant. So that's how you, that's why doTERRA is such an incredible personal development process, because most of us, I know we did, we started out as, inexperienced business people, inexperienced networkers, and just by sharing oils and then teaching classes and then getting up on stages, like it just started building belief in such a small, simple, but organic process that we see it happening team wide, and it works. So trust the process, be patient, and love every step along the way. And you'll find that it works. It works every time. So it looks like Andrea has a question about someone switching teams. So Andrea, how are ya?
Good.
Yeah, you can hear you great.
So I have a question. I have this woman that got introduced to me by somebody else. And, you know, I have horses, so she ended up taking one of my horses for her therapeutic riding program. And then she enrolled with this lady that introduced us. And now she's calling and she says, you know, we had this huge falling out and she betrayed me and I haven't ordered anything in 6 months. And we're not on speaking terms. Mm-hmm. And I want to switch to your team. Mm-hmm. And I get along with her great, but I feel slightly uncomfortable. Like, I don't want this other person to think that I stole her away or, mm-hmm. you know, and I've offered, I said, well, should I call this person and talk to her? And she said, no, that would be my part to do. And I don't want to do it. She hasn't ever asked me why I stopped ordering. It's done. Is that okay?
Yeah. So that's completely within the terms of doTERRA's agreement. When people join, regardless of whether it's a customer or a wellness advocate, there's a contract. And that contract says that you can't join under somebody else unless you don't order for 6 months, and at which point you can. So nobody is doing anything that's out of integrity or shady in any way. So is it possible for this person who introduced you to each other, is it possible that she might have hard feelings? Yes, that's possible. Whose business is that?
Mine! No, but, you know, I feel responsible.
No, that's the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer.
Okay, good.
Whose business is it if she gets upset?
Hers.
100% her business.
Thank you.
So I know it sounds lovely and noble and incredible if you can make everyone in the universe happy every day, and it's just not your job.
Thank you, Andy. That's really, I take much of that on.
Sure. And that's lovely that you want that for her, and you want to keep, you know, the door open for friendship. And here's what I would say. If this gal does join your team and the person who introduced you to each other, she reaches out to you and she says, hey, why did you take my customer? You can just tell her, you know what? I am a solutions provider and I am so excited. Can we do doTERRA together? Can we work cross the line? And I can show you what I've learned and you can show me what you've learned and we can be best buds. And, you know, maybe this is a great learning experience for you that this person didn't feel taken care of. And you can share what you've learned from that with me. And I'm going to share with you what I learned in my journey. And we're going to do this arm in arm. And we can be like just buddies the whole, every step of the way. So you can hold a space. You can hold a space for that to happen. And we have seen that happen. Mm-hmm. So if you go into that conversation thinking, oh no, she's going to hate my guts. I've screwed her and she could, you know, come back and hate me with a vengeance. Then guess what's going to happen? Probably that.
Yeah.
So whatever you choose to believe is what's most likely going to happen. So choose your beliefs carefully. And it sounds like you want to be everyone's friend. So hold a space that you can be that friend without self-sacrificing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's really helpful.
Absolutely.
You're so right. I appreciate it. That's really good advice, Andy. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very tempting to get into other people's business. And a lot of times we do it in the name of, you know, being a good person or, you know, being very caring. But at the end of the day, if someone is happy or not is 100% up to them. So give yourself permission to claim and receive. And I mean, you're not breaking any rules here. So
I don't need to feel guilty, right?
Not at all.
Not like I went out and said, oh, you should come over here and I'll give you whatever. Exactly. Come join my team. Not at all. She called me and I had talked to her throughout. She had questions about oils and horses and I've always supported her and helped her, even though, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. She's not on my team. But so it's not like I made an active effort to steal her from anyone.
Right. And that's the line. You haven't crossed that line. So you're good. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Always.
Fantastic. Well, I think we covered all the questions and it's been a great call. Thank you so much for being on with us. Just as a parting thought, love up your peeps. The summer is the best time to connect with people that you might not otherwise connect with. So embrace that chance and make a new list. Maybe you had a names list that you've been working with and summer is giving you the chance to add to that names list and find new ways to connect with your existing names list. So take that chance and have a great week. We'll see you next week.